Hein.
It's a gas!
Hey you there, gang. This is Kitschy Mama. You've been listening to What Have You, my first episode here on Sheena's Jungle Room. Lovely place to be on a Monday. Thanks so much for tuning in. In that last set, we began with Devo. Everything's gonna be all right from the compilation Art Devo, re-released on Futurismo Records in 2024. Then we had Ralph Geen, Homicidal Me, recorded in 1987 out of Salt Lake City, Utah. I found that one on the compilation Boyd Rice Presents the Amazing Ralph Geen. His music and his story on Discriminant Audio Records from 2007. We had a visit from our Stevie Moore. He'll be here every week. And I played Nice Pastel Shades from the 1982 album How Can You Resist? Followed up by Mike Rep and the Quotas, Wish Me Up off of their album A Tree Stump Named Desire on Anyway Records from 2006. Then an instrumental by the Revillos. We heard Rocking Goose from their album The Compendium of Weird on Damaged Goods Records from 2019. Just now we heard Vitamin doing French Fries on Don Giovanni Records out of New Brunswick, New Jersey from 2021. Yeah, if you like the show, I'll be here every Monday for you. And you can always find me over on the Rock and Soul Radio Stream at 2 every Thursday, schlepping oldies on Retro Obscuro. Keep this stream streaming, though, for the rest of the day. Coming up next is one of my favorite programs, Wonderful Weird Sounds on Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Greg Space Brother Bishop. At 6, tune in for Mr. Moistache's Menagerie, a fabulous cyborg DJ program. And then at 8, tune in for Humor with a Great Sense of Music, Cheek and Tongues with Barno and DJ Kreitoven. Last but not least, finish off the night with a great episode of Dime Store Radio Theater with Austin Rich. Always a great show. If you enjoy like vintage radio dramas, absolutely check that out. You know I like the old stuff. I'm going to leave you with one last song this week, and it's going to be a group called Wirtschaftswunder and their song Blue Sherry from the 2021 album Selma Bray on Tebet Records. Thanks so much for listening, folks, and we'll see you next week. Adios.
Sherry, 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 Sherry.
are listening to Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU.
Something went wrong. I thought I was on the air. Let's start that over again.
I can't see.
Here's a very abrupt transition. It's Le Petomane from 1904.
C'est le phénomène Le Siren. Nous laissons la parole sans odeur au maestro Le Siren, après vous avoir fait entendre un motif de la célèbre valse La Soissonnaise. Me voilà. Nous allons commencer par le fait de la femme à son retour d'âge. Le fait de ma belle-mère. Le fait de ma tante. Le même sexe étant manqué. Le même sur une chaise percée après l'absorption d'une bouteille d'eau au moins. Les deux sangs lors de sa visite au roi des Belges. Derrière. Devant. Fait d'une personne constipée. Fait d'un cheval au tronc. Fait d'un cheval au galop. Fait de l'éléphant en mal d'enfant. Fait de la girafe en train de se monter le bout. Et voilà.
And I can tell you is the kind of girl whose love was a false alarm. Whoa, you're a false alarm. You're the kind of girl likes to toy with young boys' hearts like packing love in a needle. Stick it in their arm. Dig it. Whoa, stick it in their arm. I guess I always knew right from the start I'd wake up someday and find you gone. Rhoda Mendelbaum. Whoa, Rhoda Mendelbaum. Makes no difference what's your name, babe. Wherever you go, it's always the same, babe. You keep on messing with that game, babe. And then you're mad. You think you've got me, but you're wrong, wrong, wrong. You're so wrong. One day you'll wake up, you're gonna find you've slowly been losing all your mind. You left all the groovy people behind. Say, hey Rhoda, you're not one of a kind. No, no, Rhoda Mendelbaum. Ah, talking about Rhoda Mendelbaum. Gotta see your heart break the ache. Add a couple of tears to your eyes, bitch, and I'll be satisfied. Gotta see your heart torn and tattered, shattered, battered. Then I'm gonna come from my head. Rhoda Mendelbaum, come on, get freaky, ah! Rhoda Mendelbaum, dig it, dig it, keep going, mother, get freaky! Ha, 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 ha.
come home from work real quick, or your mama gets stick. Yes, your mama gets stick, and mama spank. Every night you don't come home from the way you're out alone, who would ever think that you're a married man? I would guess your age to be 28 going on 3. So I'll speak in language you can understand. When the big hand is on 12 and the little hand on 6, you come home tonight and no more childish pranks. You come home from work real quick, or your mama gets stick. Yes, your mama gets stick, and mama spank. Yes, I know you like to play, but we've got our bills to pay, and the kids need shoes much more than you need fun. Up to now I've been too mild, you've been acting like a child, so I'll have to just start treating you like one. When the big hand is on 12 and the little hand on 6, you come home tonight and no more childish pranks. You come home from work real quick, or your mama gets stick. Yes, your mama gets stick, and mama spank.
Thank you. corpo degli altri diverso da tutti, rumore, fracasso, baccano, cacciara da show.
Sì.
Chitarre, batterie, basso e piatti, e gong, e contro gong, e vatte, e vatte, e cento e mille va. Ma vengono a portarci via, vengono a portarci via, oh, oh, in una villa dove è sempre bello, piscina, prati, frutta, fiori, farfalle, amici, femmine, dottori, camici, niente. Che ci siamo noi,
nessuno,
ma vengono a portarci via, vengono a portarci via, oh, in una villa dove è sempre bello, piscina, prati, frutta, fiori, farfalle, amici, fermiere, dottori, camicia, niente, vengono a portarci via. In quella villa abbiamo trovato gli strumenti adatti per noi, che siamo i grandi pionieri dell'arte moderna. Dunque, forchette, colla, brodi, pentolini, tubi e casseruole, chi potrà negarci il premio?
Ma vogliono mandarci via, ma vogliono mandarci via, oh, io, da quella villa dove è sempre bella piscina, prati, frutta, fiori, farfalle, amici, carriere, cori,
a little boy, I hoped I'd grow up and marry my mother. So I just talked with my mom about it, and she talked with me about it, and that was good. One day I said, I'm really going to marry, really going to marry, really going to marry. One day I said, I'm really going to marry my mom. I told my mom, I'm really going to marry, really going to marry, really going to marry. I told my mom, I'm really going to marry you. She smiled, didn't laugh, said, I hope you will marry. I hope you will marry, I hope you will marry. She smiled, didn't laugh, said, I hope you will marry. Maybe someone like me. But you see, she said, I'm already married, already married, already married. You see, she said, I'm already married, I'm married to your daddy. And as you grow more and more like your daddy, more and more like your daddy, more like your daddy. And as you grow more and more like your daddy, you'll find a lady like me. And she'll love you as I love your daddy, I love your daddy, as I love your daddy. And she'll love you as I love your daddy, and she will marry you. Then she will be the wife and the mother, the wife and the mother, the wife and the mother. Then she will be the wife and the mother of your own family. And I hope you will have little children, have little children. I hope you will have little children, and they will be like you. 'Cause mothers and dads have special love for children, special love for children, special love for children. Mothers and dads have special love for children, especially children like you. That's what Mom said when I told her I would marry, told her I would marry, told her I would marry. That's what Mom said when I told her I would marry, told her I would marry her. I'm glad I I told her, 'cause I really often wondered, really often wondered, I really often wondered. I'm glad I told her, 'cause I really often wondered who my wife would be. Now I'll just wait and look for my lady, look for my lady, look for my lady. I'll just wait and look for my lady, and I'll just wait and see. And when I get married, my mom'll be the granny, my mom'll be the granny, my mom'll be the granny. When I get married, my mom'll be the granny, the prettiest granny in town. It all works out if you talk and you listen, if you talk and you listen, you talk and you listen. It all works out if you talk and you listen, and your mother cares about you. It all works out if you talk and you listen, if you talk and you listen, you talk and you listen. It all works out if you talk and you listen, 'cause someone cares for you. I felt better after I talked with her about that. Sometimes it's very hard to talk to grown-ups about things that bother you, but it surely makes you feel better if you can.
Hurts so much, I want to hear another one.
Thank you. shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied. You shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, 'cause I got a lot of things to do.
You shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
Have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes you deeper away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes you deeper
away. Have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes you deeper away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes you deeper away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes you deeper away.
I should come in a little quicker than that. That was the Surf Riders. Are they actually called the Barrier Island Boys, Jay? He said that in the comment, in the chat room. Go to the chat room and see what people are talking about. They're talking about the show and all the weirdness and all the synchronicities with my neighbor from before me. The Surf Riders. That's what they're credited as, with Fun, Fun, Fun. Before that, California Girls. From their absolutely horrible album, The Surfsiders Sing the Beach Boys Songbook. I just imagine some guy sitting in an office somewhere going, get a bunch of guys together. It looks like this surfing stuff is really big. Let's record an album. Fred Rogers, I'm Going to Marry Marry Mom. Il Balordi. On the heels of my Italian show a couple weeks ago, coming back from Italy. Vengono a portarci via AA. I guess that means they're coming to take me away, AA. Eduardo could probably tell us. Godly and Cream Ready for Ralph. That was for DJ Georgie Girl. Kathy and Tony Rich with Miser Lou. A outtake from the Miser Lou Loves Company show from a couple years ago. Lynn Anderson with Mama Spank. I really like that song. Tony Bruno with I think he's only the second person that ever recorded that. Rhoda Mendelbaum. I just like the title. I didn't even really listen to the song. I listened to like the first verse and I said, yeah, that's going in the show. Joseph Pujols. Not Albert Pujols, the baseball player, but his grandfather. Not his grandfather, Joseph Pujols. Known as Lepeto Maine, who had a act with flatulence on the stage on cue. Devo started out with actually That's Good, and before that a nice cover of That's Good from the Easy Listening disc, and Glow Mag with Peekaboo, really cool 8-bit version of that. I was about to look at the our chat room chatter, but let's go back to the show. I believe this guy sued the James Bond people for copyright infringement many years later. But this is Monty Norman with Bad Sign, Good Sign. Here on a Stop It Yourself.
I was born with this unlucky sneeze, and what is worse, I came into the world the wrong way round. Pundits all agree that I'm the reason why my father fell into the village pond and drowned. I was born under a bad sign. All of Trinidad said it was a bad sign. And Chinese, Africans and Portuguese, everybody worry about my sneeze. Achoo! Pundit said I had unlucky teeth with little gaps between. That mean a boy is bound to lie. And they said that I was born beneath the star of lechery and had a very evil eye. Nothing but bloody superstition. Now I work under wonder a good sign. All of Trinidad say I paint a good sign. Tailors and rum shops, all shops whose signs I write, find their business booming overnight. That's right. All the signs are pointing in the right direction for a prosperous and happy life to come. Since I met this lovely girl who got me feeling dizzy like I drank a double pint of rum. Bad sign go, good sign stay, life okay. Achoo!
This is one fun.
This song, do you guys know this song? Do you want to hear my impression of the chili dog guy?
Yes, sir.
I'm not big on impressions, but let me see what I can do.
A sucking on a chili dog. I was sucking on a chili dog. Diane's out back, she's sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog, and Jackie says now, oh yeah, sucking on a chili dog, long out of the grill, or sucking on a chili dog, oh yeah, sucking on a chili dog, long out of the grill, or sucking on a chili dog.
That's the only part I know, so we'll fade it out. That's a chili dog song, thank you. Yeah!
Turn camera.
Marks.
102, take one.
With overlap, action please. Action awesome, please.
Just do anything?
No, it's a, sorry, cut.
Yeah, rolling.
102, take two.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated.
Cut.
So Paul Masson.
102, take three.
Action, please.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne. It's vintage dated. So cut. Pour ma son soup.
102, take two.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence.
Of the Starship Enterprise, stardate 5943.7.
Captain Kirk, this is Lieutenant Uhura. Mr. Spock is ready to patch in. Go ahead, Mr. Spock.
I'm on the surface of the destroyed barbarian planet now, Captain.
Destroyed? What do you see, Mr. Spock?
The surviving inhabitants are in a dreadful condition. It seems they can't control their limbs, and their minds are dull and useless. Fascinating. They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century Earth disease called hard drug abuse. I suspect it has destroyed all meaningful life on this wretched planet.
A tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
But as a half-human, Spock, surely you can appreciate the suffering that hard drug abuse causes. We can only hope that other civilizations will not make the same mistake.
Or this classic mistake.
Stardate 2434.2. First Officer's Log. On a routine patrol flight in the Milky Way galaxy, I discovered on our space sensors an unidentified planet careening wildly in an eccentric solar orbit. I ordered an immediate investigation and with much difficulty maneuvered our ship for a temporary orbit. Upon beaming down to the planet's surface, all I could see were ruins. Ruins of some type of civilization. Crumbled buildings, deserted streets, charred vegetation, all covered with a thick layer of dust, which our scanners indicated as intensely radioactive. I proceeded to make a thorough survey of the area. According to my calculations, I could tell that some recent phenomenon or holocaust had occurred and destroyed whatever advanced civilization had existed on the planet. I found no sign of life. As I made my way back to the ship, I heard a sound. It came from a cellar in one of the nearby buildings. Carefully and slowly, I found my way to the source and discovered a human being, or rather, what once was a human being, a scarred, disfigured man lying in the rubble. When I questioned him, he told me that this had once been a great world. They had abundance and plenty, intelligence, beauty, love. There was enough for everyone who lived there. But the inhabitants were never satisfied. They wanted more. They wanted everything. And they started to quarrel amongst themselves. they could not live in peace, and they tried to destroy each other. In doing this, they destroyed everything. Their abundance, their plenty, their own intelligence, their beauty, their love. He told me that so far as he knew, he was the only living thing left, but that he knew he was dying. When I asked him the name of the planet, he replied, "We called it Earth."
Por ti, cada momento es una locura sin ti, mas cada día siempre es así. Ay, 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 yo me atormento, me vuelvo loco por ti.
¿Quién?
¿Yo?
¿Qué va, men?
Por eso, ahora, ¿qué voy a hacer sin ti? Oh, 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 me atormentas, yo me derrito por ti.
Personality.
Por eso, ahora, ¿qué voy a hacer sin ti? Oh, 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 me atormentas, yo me derrito por ti. Ay, 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 me estás matando, me estás quemando tu amor. Oh, si vinieras a besarme con pasión. Cada momento el corazón, ay, 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 se va escapando, buscándote con fervor.
¿Quién, men?
¿Yo?
No.
¿Sí?
¿Qué va?
Por eso, ahora, ¿qué voy a hacer sin ti? Oh, 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 me atormentas, yo me derrito por ti.
Enchiladas and beans from the Mississippi to the Amazon. There's not much we don't agree upon. Wish we could get together on tacos, enchiladas and beans. Love 'em, dozens of 'em. I consume them by the score. And when I'm through, what do? I stamp and holler for more. On my list, must admit your kisses would be missed. But how in the world could I exist without tacos, enchiladas?
Thank you.
dozens of them. I consume them by the score. When I'm through, what do? I stamp and holler for more. You can have the fourth position on my list. Must admit your kisses would be missed. But how in the world could I exist without tacos, tostados, tortillas, tomatoes? Can't stand me deep away from potatoes. Hot tamales, cold tamales, huge tamales, cold tamales. And
you bring me a song, you know, with some friends. You bring me a song, you make me go, you make me go.
Oh, slip to love.
Go on to you.
At last. Always wonder and wonder. Ah! To be a.
Well, this takes me a second to get the back announce song in the playlist there. Yeah, Splice of Life Faculty. I don't know who that is. Probably somebody here does. With a wonderful version of Stairway to Heaven. I think FMU had another version of something that was spliced together like that. I can't remember the name of it. I should have played it right next to it. Oscar Peterson and Clark Terry with Mumbles. That was wonderful. I liked Mumbles. Sam Donahue and his orchestra with the original version of Tacos, Enchiladas, and Beans, written by Mel Torme. Not surprising, actually. Germán Valdés with Personalidad. For that, Leonard Nimoy with Visit to a Sad Planet. Yes, that's been played thousands of times on FMU, but it's kind of the hit parade. Top 100 on FMU has got to include Visit to a Sad Planet. Bill Shatner, who I, in honor of that, I put him up at the top of the list there, hitting himself. And Leonard S. Nimoy with an anti-drug public service announcement from 1973. Be interesting to do a whole show of those. Place Boing. Ah, the French. Yes, that was from DJ Georgie Girl. And, of course, the classic outtakes from the... Paul Masson Wine commercial. Clownvis Presley, I don't know his real name, with Jack and Diane sucking on a chili dog, which I've played before, but I love it. The Tokyo Panorama Mambo Boys with the James Bond theme, sounding very much like Perez Prado, at least with the yells in the middle. And starting off everything with was Monty Norman. Good Sign, Bad Sign. Apparently he successfully sued the John Barry and the James Bond franchise for inadvertently or not taking that song from a failed musical. And that was it. I'm so excited about doing the back announce. I forgot what I was doing. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being in the chats. And I will see you next week. Actually, I'm going to have to ask Georgie Girl or somebody to fill in because I suddenly am going away again. I'll be gone the second Monday of December. So either Georgia Girl or me with a fill-in. I'm sorry, not a fill-in. A pre-record will go there. But we'll see. Thanks for being here, and see you soon. Bye.
From the Panthers, she's a lady who has been through the mill, just a bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil. And her accent is atrocious, she's a senorita with beans to spill, a bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil. The only thing Brazilian about her is her bump. It makes your heart begin to jump. And though she talks about the end of to a chump, she made her debut in a Coney Island dump. She is known as Belladonna, but her birth certificate says McGill. She's a bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil. Thank you.
are even more stupid than I first computed.
ประเพณีจะทำชั่วทำดีควรมีศีลธรรม